Hey everybody, and welcome back to Storytime with Shade. I do apologize for the long break, but we are back with another couple chapters of The Escape Room. Before we do jump into that though, this podcast is sponsored by Orange Hat Film Productions. They are an incredibly talented group of people. Their main focus is creating original indie films and content. There's a bunch of stuff already that you can check out for free at their website, orangehatfilmproductions.com, including shorts, music videos, documentaries, and more. They've also recently released a full-length movie, 44 Caliber, so please, guys, go check them out and support them if you can. If you want any more information or to check out some of their content, you can check them out at their website, like I said, or at any of their social media handles. Just search Orange Hat Film Productions on Facebook or Instagram. Thank you so much, guys, for everybody who does go check them out. Really appreciate them. They're incredibly generous, supporting the podcast. So if you're able to, please go check them out and support them in any way you can. And now we are just going to jump right back into another chapter or two, actually, of the escape room. Hope you guys have been liking it so far. And here we go. Chapter 6. Lex had been pursuing the corpse eater known as Teeth for only a few months, but he knew that he was getting close. He could sense it. He was the newest recruit of the Wanderers, an elite group of warriors and world shifters who were charged with keeping peace in not only their world, but all worlds. Some were sent out to prevent any overlaps, things in one world that belonged in another. Teeth was one such thing. A creature born and raised in darkness that had somehow found its way into the green. And Lex was tasked with bringing him back, dead or alive. He had a large black coat that he swung to the side before retrieving something from one of its oversized pockets. It was a small circular machine that whirred quietly, resembling a bronze compass. Rather than a red arrow pointing true north, there was a small blue glimmer pushing against one side. He regarded the object for a moment before stuffing it back into his pocket. He looked towards the building that it had led him to, curiously. In bright green letters, a sign above the door read the escape room. He examined the notice on the front door and frowned when he realized that the building was closed. He looked around him. It was so bright in the green, even at night. Squinting every time a street lamp interfered with his finely tuned vision, and hoping that as he stood there, Teeth would reveal himself, or suddenly emerge from the doorway into the escape room. Lex had no such luck. He knew it wasn't going to be that easy. Just then, a young man turned the corner at the end of the street and started walking in his direction. He slunk into a nearby alley and waited, unsure if the approaching stranger was friend or foe. Felix had no idea what he was doing, and he felt like an idiot. I mean, what were the chances that Jeremy was still exactly where he'd left him? Slim to none, but he had to check, and he had nothing better to do. He parked his car a little ways away and walked towards the escape room, having a cigarette. He hated being anywhere near where he worked when he didn't have to be there. It gave him an odd anxiety, as if his boss would come crashing through the door, desperately needing someone to make phone calls. Upon arriving, he tossed his smoke to the ground, cupped his hands against the small covered windows, and attempted to peer inside. He couldn't see anything, and cursed at himself for his stupidity. What did I think was going to happen? Jeremy would come popping out and say, "Oh, my bad, people were looking for me." He sighed and turned around and let out a quick start when he saw that there was a man standing behind him. It was oddly similar to how Jeremy met Teeth, though neither knew this, of course. As Felix put his hand to his heart in a self-assuring, reflexive way, the man said, "I'm sorry. Are you looking for someone?" "Yeah, actually. How'd you figure?" The man's lips twitched slightly upward for a face that might have been a grin if he didn't respond humorlessly.
Lucky guess.
Felix shrugged. Yeah, well, my buddy Jeremy is really interested in this place. Last time I saw him, he was headed here. I don't know, for some reason, he really wanted to check it out. Felix reached into his pocket for another cigarette. As he did, the man's angular face darted back and forth between him and the doorway into the escape room, and a small frown formed on his face. Felix lit his cigarette and inhaled, was about to say goodbye to this odd-looking man in his large coat with his dark hair and bright eyes, when the man said,
"Well, fuck. That's no good."
Felix exhaled a large cloud of gray smoke and raised his eyebrows. "What do you mean?" The man's eyes shifted around quickly as he checked the street for anyone who might overhear, and then he locked eyes with Felix and said,
"There's a good chance that your friend, Jeremy, was it? He's already dead. And if he isn't, he most likely wishes he was. Is that tobacco? Could you spare one?"
Chapter 7. It was hard for Jeremy to process any sort of time that had passed. There weren't any windows or clocks. His phone was still just out of reach, nestled safely among the contents of his backpack. The pain would come in waves. Sometimes it would burn viciously, and other times it was mostly numb. Sometimes he felt burning all the way to the tips of his now non-existent fingers, and he remembered miserably about an article he had read once about phantom limb pain. A terrible sensation overcame him when he realized that he was mostly right-handed, and he would have to learn to do everything again like a child. He cried silently about this for a little while. At some point, while Jeremy laid half asleep against the wall, letting his thoughts wander and wondering if he would ever see the light of day again, teeth returned. Once again, his entrance was marked by no noise. One moment he wasn't there, and the next he was, peering from the darkness.
"I'm feeling generous today, meat. Would you like me to continue on the same arm, or shall I start on a leg?"
Jeremy laughed, a shrill sound void of much sanity, before yelling,
"Why don't you just fucking kill me already?"
Teeth advanced towards Jeremy, spittle dripping from one corner of his mouth. He crouched down a few feet from him, and again gave him a curious look before asking calmly,
"Is that really what you want?"
Jeremy glared at the creature posing as a man, and in his mind envisioned himself heroically breaking free from his chains and using them to strangle it. It was a hopeful vision, and one that was unrealistic at best. He would have to hold onto the naive hope that he could somehow get out of this. And if that hope slipped away, then his mind would soon follow. Teeth looked at Jeremy with an exaggerated frown.
"I didn't think so. So I ask again, meat. Continue on the arm, or start on the leg?"
And so that is it for this week, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you once again so much for tuning in. We'll be back next week with another episode. Apologize again for the break. And if you haven't already, please go check out Orange Hat Film Productions. You know, they were really generous helping me out, so go help them out. And we'll see you next time. Until then, have a good one.